From my perspective, the All-Ireland Rail Review, I suppose, following the formation of government and the announcement of an All-Ireland Rail Review, as party spokesperson in Northern Ireland, I took myself to Derry and met with the leader of SDLP, Colm Eastwood, and we discussed this. On the back of that, you then had negotiations with Minister Nicola Mallon, and this became a two-way proposal in relation to the All-Ireland Rail Review. And I suppose my interest at that stage in the meeting, the leader of the SDLP, was particularly in relation to the North West, an area that, as you know, used to have reasonable rail coverage, but has lasted for many decades now. Considering that proposals are afoot for speed rail from Belfast to Dublin and possibly on to Cork, and given over the last number of decades how infrastructure west of the ban has lacked, and I suppose moreover on the western seaboard, how it has lacked there as well, how counties are continuously downgraded. The push and the argument was made to have speed rail from Belfast connectivity to Derry. And on the back of that, the perfect opportunity to have connectivity, rail connectivity back into Letterkenny and Donegal again. Originally, the rail connectivity would have been Letterkenny down through Strabane, Omagh, right through Tyrone, Monaghan on to Dublin. But considering that footfall of population, City of Derry, City of Belfast, Newry and Dublin, it was an opportunity we seen there, and we went for it. And you asked for submissions in relation to the All-Ireland Rail Review, and I believe up to 40% of the submissions actually came from the North West in relation to that connectivity, and we're delighted with that. My point here today, Minister, is in relation to that review. Given the impasse that we have at the moment and the impasse that you've had and that you're not able to announce that review, considering even there was a protocol deal tomorrow, that doesn't mean that we're going to have Stormont up and running in the next 2 months. We may not even have Stormont with all things falling in the right direction. You may not even have Stormont up in the next 6 months, everything going according to plan. I listened this morning at the AIPAC event to Alistair Campbell and Bertie Ahern, and they both agreed that if the protocol isn't agreed in the next 2 weeks, you're very likely looking at the next government before there's another go at it. And that means that your rail review will not be allowed to happen. So may I ask of you this morning, I've already raised this with the leader of our own party, Tánaiste Micheál Martin. The ask is for you to go to Northern Ireland, sit down with the political parties in Northern Ireland and discuss your plans and their aspirations. Because your original plan was a Southern government proposal. And given the impasse and the situation we're in, I think you have the perfect opportunity to go and discuss with them and bring their view on board and go ahead and announce this plan. Otherwise, I fear we get to the end of this government's term and we don't have any work done in relation to an All-Ireland Rail Review and implementation of same. So that's my main call today. And just to mention that I've seen where the Journal covered a couple of weeks ago where they were let know of a couple of connectivity points and Larry Kinney was mentioned, and I was delighted to hear that. But it's not enough without that speed rail from Derry to Belfast. The speed of the rail is too slow. It's imperative that the North West now starts getting looked at. And I've been pushing this agenda from the point of view of the Shared Island Funds. And while the first tranche of funds may be towards the Belfast-Dublin line, the next term of government, I feel, should be looking at examining and putting in place speed rail actually from Derry to Belfast and that connectivity to Donegal. For me, it's the best opportunity for Donegal. If you have plans for other connectivities from the south, we would absolutely take them with open arms. But moreover, I think it's time we got this plan moving, and that discussion is worth the political parties in Northern Ireland. It's a practical step, and I think it's one they would actually welcome as well.